No excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. This is Fitz, this is Vaughan Raider, this is Radio Bogan, and I'm here this morning with Jessica and with Isabel. Izzy, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
So today you're not alone.
No.
Today you have a partner in crime, as we say in English. All right, yes. Let's go. Let's start with some comparatives and superlatives. Soy más alto que tú.
I'm taller than you.
Again?
I'm taller. I'm taller than you.
No eres tan alto como yo.
You are not as taller as me.
Try again.
You are not as taller.
As tall.
You are not as tall as I am.
Very good. And no contract, you aren't.
You aren't as tall.
No, so you aren't.
You aren't as tall as I am.
Very good. Hay más camellos en Siria que aquí.
There are more camels in Syria than here.
Very good. Ask me if we have a teacher from Syria.
Do you have a teacher from Syria?
Yes, we do. Ask me what his name is.
What is her name?
His man.
What is his name?
What's his name?
What's his name?
His name is Luai. Luai.
Nice name.
Yes, ask me if he's from Damascus.
Is he from Damascus?
Yes, he is. Ask me if he's our first Syrian teacher.
Is he your first Syrian teacher?
Well, first Syrian-born teacher. We did have another teacher, Miss Sana, who I think her grandmother was Syrian and lived there. Ask me if I'd like to visit Damascus.
Would you like to visit Damascus?
Damascus? Yes, I would. Ask me why.
Why would you like to visit Damascus?
Damascus. I think because when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I had a fantastic school teacher, Mr. O'Callaghan, in primary school. And he was one of these teachers who He taught us everything. He taught us mathematics, he taught us English, he taught us the Irish language, history, geography, religion, and just one of these people, everything he taught us we loved. And he, for some reason, he talked to us a lot about, apparently there are beautiful old tea houses in Damascus, and he was very good at, we would say, painting visual pictures for us. He would ask us to close our eyes and he'd say, "Now, boys, imagine this." And he really brought out our imaginations. No hay tantos camellos aquí como en Siria.
There aren't as many camels as there here.
Aquí, yeah.
As there are.
No, as in Syria. Easier.
As in Syria.
And again?
There aren't as many camels here as there as in Syria.
One more time. As in Syria.
There aren't as many camels here as in Syria.
Very good. Esto es mejor.
This is better.
Esto es mucho mejor.
This is much better.
Aquello no es tan bueno como esto.
That's not as good as this.
Good again.
That isn't as good as this.
Very good. ¿Por qué fumas tanto?
Why do you smoke so much?
Good. ¿Por qué fumas tanto como él?
Why do you smoke as much as he does?
Very good. And again.
Why do you smoke as much as he does?
Very good. ¿Por qué fumas tantos cigarros como él?
Why do you smoke as many cigarettes as him?
Good, or as he does, yes. Tengo más tiempo que tú.
I have more time than you.
Very good. No tienes tanto tiempo como yo.
You don't have so many time.
Not careful.
So much time.
As much time.
You don't have as much time as me.
Very good. Or as I do, also. No sé por qué me enfade tanto. Actually, I'm going to go back to that. No tienes tanto tiempo como yo.
You don't have as much time as I have.
As I do. And again?
You don't have as much time as I do.
Very good. And of course, it can also be you don't have as much time as me. Ask me which one I prefer.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer as I do. Ask me why.
Why?
It's just more elegant. It's just a little bit more. It's perfectly, both are perfectly right grammatically, but we don't want to just teach you the right thing. We want to teach you the best thing. This is part of the philosophy of Vaughan Systems. No sé por qué me enfadé tanto.
I don't know why I got upset so much.
Enfadé.
Got angry?
Yes.
I don't know how.
Why?
I don't know why I got so angry.
Yeah. Upset is sad.
Más que todo, ¿no?
Disgustado. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is angry. How would you say angry in American English? Although they also say angry.
Sad?
Mad.
Mad.
For me, mad is crazy.
Yeah.
As in you're insane. No me enfadé tanto como él.
I didn't get so angry as he did.
Very good. And again?
I didn't get as angry as he did.
Good. Eres más afortunado que yo.
You are more fortunate than me.
Yeah. No, fortunate. You've not spelled fortunate, fortunate.
You are more fortunate than me.
And I use I am.
You are more fortunate as a, no.
Than I am.
Than I am. You are more fortunate than I am.
For you to now use lucky.
You are more lucky. No, you are as lucky. No.
Luckier.
Ah, luckier, sorry. You are luckier than I am.
Very good. No soy tan afortunado como tú.
I'm not as lucky as you are.
Good, and again?
I'm not as lucky as you are.
Very good. Hay más luz solar aquí que en Suecia.
There's more sunlight here than in Sweden.
No hay tanta luz solar en Suecia como aquí.
There's not as...
Yeah?
As much light...
Sunlight.
As much sunlight than...
In Sweden?
In Sweden.
As here.
As here.
And again?
There isn't as much light...
Sunlight.
There isn't as much sunlight in Sweden than... No, as here.
Yes, now one more time.
There isn't as much sunlight in Sweden as in here.
As here. Again.
There isn't as much sunlight in Sweden as here.
There isn't as much sunlight in Sweden as here.
Very good. No hay tanta gente en Suecia como aquí.
There aren't as many people in Sweden as here.
Good, again.
There aren't as many people in Sweden as here.
Very good. No hables tanto.
Don't talk so much.
Very good. Hables tanto que no sé qué hacer.
You talk so much that I don't know what to do.
Again. One more time.
You talk so much that I don't know what to do.
Good. Hablas tanto como tu padre.
You talk as much as your father.
Very good. Or you could also say you talk as much as your father.
Does.
Very good. Incluso hablas más que mi tío.
Moreover.
No. Start with tú. Tú.
You.
Yeah.
You talk even more.
Incluso. You incluso.
You even talk more than.
Mi tío.
My uncle. You even talk more than my uncle.
Good. And here again, you could also say, you even talk more than my uncle does. Pero no dices tantas tonterías como él.
But you don't say as many...
How is it stupido?
Stupid. But you don't say as many stupid things as he does.
Very good. Again.
But you don't say as many stupid things as he does.
Good. Quiero tanto dinero como tú tienes.
I want as much money as you have.
No, careful of want. Want.
I want as much money as you have.
Yeah, one more time.
I want as much money as you have.
Very good. Let's do a bit of present conditional, logical conclusions. She makes mistakes because she works too fast.
If she didn't work so fast, she wouldn't make many mistakes.
She wouldn't make mistakes.
Okay. If she didn't work so fast, she wouldn't make mistakes.
I'm poor because I'm a teacher.
If you weren't a teacher, you wouldn't be poor.
He's always ill because he doesn't take care of himself.
If he took care of himself, he wouldn't be so ill.
He wouldn't always be ill.
He wouldn't be always ill.
He wouldn't always be ill.
He wouldn't be always ill.
He wouldn't always be ill.
He wouldn't always be ill.
No.
If he took care more...
Of himself. If he took care of himself.
If he took care of himself, he wouldn't always be ill.
Good. Helen is rich because she has a lot of money.
If she didn't have a lot of money, she wouldn't be rich.
Good, and again?
If she didn't have a lot of money, she wouldn't be rich.
Good. The sun Rich. Short. Rich.
Rich. Rich.
What's the name of the man who founded this company?
Richard.
Yeah, Richard. Here's a Richard. Richard. Rich. Short. Rich. Rich. So Helen is rich because she has a lot of money.
If she didn't have a lot of money, she wouldn't be rich.
Good. The sun is shining because the sky isn't cloudy.
If the sun weren't cloudy,
the sky.
If the sky weren't cloudy, it wouldn't be shiny.
The sun is shining because the sky isn't cloudy.
If the sky weren't cloudy, the sun would be shiny.
So the sun is shining because the sky isn't cloudy.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun wouldn't be shining.
And again.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun wouldn't be shining.
Good.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun wouldn't be shining.
Again.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun wouldn't be shining.
Good. She doesn't want to marry him because he doesn't know how to cook.
If he knew how to cook, she would want to marry him.
Very good. The box is empty because there's nothing in it.
If there were something in it, the box wouldn't be empty.
And again?
If there were something in it, the box wouldn't be empty.
Good. I'm bored because my life is boring.
If your life weren't boring, you wouldn't be bored.
Good. He doesn't progress because he doesn't come to class every day.
If he came to class every day, he would progress.
I want to eat because I'm hungry.
If you weren't hungry, you wouldn't want to eat.
Good. And careful of the T in weren't. Weren't. If you weren't.
If you weren't hungry, you wouldn't want to eat.
Yes, good. He's an alcoholic because he drinks too much.
If he didn't drink too much, so much.
Yeah.
If he didn't drink so much, he wouldn't be alcoholic. An alcoholic. If he didn't drink so much, he wouldn't be an alcoholic.
I carry aspirin with me because I suffer chronic headaches.
If you didn't suffer chronic headaches, you wouldn't wear aspirin.
If you didn't suffer chronic headaches, you wouldn't carry aspirins.
Now, aspirin with you.
If you didn't suffer chronic headaches, you wouldn't carry aspirins with you.
Aspirin.
Aspirin. As a brand.
As a brand, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a medicine, it would be uncountable.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you didn't suffer chronic headaches, you wouldn't carry aspirin with you.
If you didn't suffer chronic headaches, you wouldn't carry aspirin with you.
I sleep on a hard mattress because I have a back problem.
If you didn't have a back problem, you wouldn't sleep on a hard mattress.
She knows me well because I'm famous.
If you weren't famous, she wouldn't know you.
Well.
Well. If she weren't famous, she wouldn't know you well.
Very good. I eat fast because I'm a nervous person.
If you weren't a nervous person, you wouldn't eat fast.
Ask Izzy if she knows anyone who eats fast.
Do you know anyone who eats fast?
Yes, I do.
This person, I've never seen anything like it in my life. We won't say his name.
But we all know.
We all know. And the other morning, I went for breakfast with him, and he got a huge piece of, like, those tortillas that are 10 centimeters high. And it arrived on the table, I looked down and drank my coffee, and I think I looked, I don't know, at a bird flying by. I looked back and it was gone. So in English we say, what, did you inhale that? Yeah. How do you say inhale in Spanish?
Aspirar.
Yeah. I don't have a Porsche because I don't have a lot of money.
If you had a lot of money, you would have a Porsche.
Say it again.
If you had a lot of money, you would have a Porsche.
Now, you can say you'd. You would contract to you'd. So try that. And Porsche. And sorry, I think it's actually correct. Strictly speaking, I think it's Porsche. But it's a German brand. I don't know. So you'd. Try that again.
If you had a lot of money, you'd have a Porsche.
Very good. I don't have financial problems because I don't spend a lot of money.
If you spent a lot of money, you would have economic problems.
Well, financial.
Financial problems.
And again.
If you had.
Yeah, that one you can't contract. If you had. Yeah.
If you had a lot of money, you wouldn't have financial problems.
Very good. Problems. Good. Now let's do a quick question mix from English or Clock, Julia's book, in which you were involved.
Yes. Yep.
Are there any owls in this room?
No, there aren't any owls in this room.
Very good. Ask me if I like owls.
Do you like owls?
Yeah, they're a fascinating animal. You don't see them easily, but believe it, in Madrid.
In nature, yes.
Yeah, you see
in
them.
The parks.
Yeah. Who's Kenyan, you or me? Who's Kenyan, you or me? What's Kenyan?
I don't know.
A person from Kenya.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so who's Kenyan, you or me?
Neither of us.
Very good. Ask me if we have a Kenyan teacher.
Do you have a Kenyan teacher?
Yes, we do. Her name is Wendy. Ask me how many nationalities work at Vaughan Systems.
How many nationalities work here in Vaughan Systems?
54. 54, yeah. Who's in this room, you or me?
Both of us.
Very good. Is there a hospital near your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Ask me if there are a lot of pigeons in Venice.
Are there a lot of pigeons?
Pigeons.
Pigeons in
Venice.
Venice.
And again?
Are there a lot of pigeons in Venice?
Very good. How do you say pigeon in Spanish?
Palomas.
Yeah. Yes, there are. How often do you watch TV?
I watch TV every day.
Very good. Ask me if I like Italian food.
Do you like Italian food?
I love Italian food. Ask me when I last ate Italian food.
When did you last eat Italian food? When did you last eat Italian food?
Poof. I'd say before the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah. For some reason, I got out of the habit of eating, even making pasta for myself. I don't know why. Do I have pink glasses? Do I have pink glasses?
No, you don't.
All right. Are you sure? Where's Toronto?
Toronto is in Canada.
Ask me how people from Toronto say Toronto.
How do people from Toronto say Toronto?
It sounds like Toronto. Where are you from? Toronto. So you have a Canadian accent like Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a strong Nova Scotia accent, but his cousins do. His cousins do. It's a great accent because they sound like Irish people. But he doesn't really have a strong accent. But the further west you go in Canada, the harder it is to distinguish between, for example, a person from Toronto, which is very close to the American border, or Vancouver. It's really hard to distinguish it from an American accent, except for words like house. They kind of say house, and they put a.
And about.
And a boot.
They say a boot,
yeah.
Yes.
Where's John? He's a boot the house.
Yes.
Which comes probably from Scottish pronunciation. Because, of course, you've got a huge migration from Ireland and Scotland, and that part probably comes from Irish. What nationality are people from Egypt?
People from Egypt are Egyptian.
Very good. Ask me what my favourite Italian city is.
What's your favourite Italian city?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know what your favourite Italian city is.
My favourite Italian city is Turin. How do you say it in Spanish?
Turin.
Yeah. Ask me why.
Why?
Because it's the only one I've been to. I haven't been to any other. I'd love to go to Rome, but I've never gone. Where in South America is Colombia?
Colombia
is in?
Is in the north of South America.
Yeah, but northeast or northwest?
Northwest.
West. Yeah, so Colombia is in?
Colombia is in the northwest of South America.
Very good, very good. Is the Ganges a city or a river?
It's a river.
Very good. Is Joe Biden married?
Yes, he is.
Very good. Who's he married to?
I don't know the name.
You could say he's married to Mrs. Biden. Yeah. I think her name is Jill.
Jill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Ask me if she's his first wife or his second wife.
Is she his first wife or second wife?
She's his second wife. I think his first wife was killed in a road accident a long, long time ago. Yeah. Ask me what nationality the president of France is.
What's the nationality?
Well, what nationality?
What nationality is
the president?
The president of France.
He's French. If a car belongs to Jimmy, whose car is it? Using sex and genitive.
It's Jimmy's car.
Very good. If a telephone belongs to Sharon, whose telephone is it?
It's Sharon's telephone.
Very good. What comes after Thursday and before Saturday?
Friday comes before.
Friday comes after Thursday.
Friday comes after Thursday and before Saturday.
Very good. What comes after January and before March?
February comes after January and before March.
Are there any magnets in your fridge?
Yes, there are a lot of magnets in my fridge.
On
my fridge.
Yeah, because it's on the outside. Yeah. If they were in, they'd be inside. So again, there are?
There are a lot of magnets on my fridge.
Very good. Ask her if she has a favorite fridge magnet.
Do you have any favorite fridge magnet?
Not really.
Okay, ask me if I have magnets on my fridge.
Do you have magnets in your fridge?
On.
Do you have magnets on your fridge?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if you have any magnets on your fridge.
Yes, I do. Ask me how many I have.
How many do you have?
I think about 5 or 6. One is the crest of the Fitzgerald family. How do you say crest in that case?
Crest, no la guardería?
I think you say escudo, right?
Ah, escudo, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So one is the crest of the Fitzgerald family. And another is a photograph of one of my favourite places in Ireland where we've always gone on holidays. Another one is a quote from W.B. Yeats, which says, being Irish, hang on, let's see if I can remember this. I might have to look it up. No, I'm going to look it up during the break because I can't remember it. It's from, so W.B. Yeats.
He's a saying.
Some would say was Ireland's greatest poet. I would say he was Ireland's second greatest poet because in more modern times there was a man called Seamus Heaney. Who died just a few years ago. But William Butler Yeats wrote a lot of mystical poetry because of the great influence of Irish mythology. So after the break, we're going to talk about him a little bit. What's Venice famous for?
Venice is famous for its channels.
You don't say channels.
Canals.
Yeah.
Canals.
Yeah.
Venice is famous for its canals.
Very good. Yeah, it's funny. In Spanish, you say Canal Isabel Segundo.
Yes.
But for canal that you a boat goes on, you say
yes, canal.
That's the same.
It's the same, right. Because it's water. It means water going through human built.
You would say man-made.
Man-made.
Ah, okay. All right. Where was I? Ask me how much money there is in my pocket.
How much money is there in your pocket?
I think I have about €3 on me right now. Is there a vet clinic near your house?
Yes, there is.
Ask her if she has a dog.
Do you have a dog?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Ask her what his name is.
What is his name or her name?
Ringo.
Okay, ask her who he's called after.
Who is he called after?
You don't know? Well, you only Ringo Starr, the drummer from the Beatles.
Okay, okay, yeah. I understand.
Yeah, and ask her what kind of dog he is.
What kind or breed is he?
Yeah, a breed. Well, he's no breed, this guy, right?
A mixed.
He's a, yes.
Yeah, no. When I was growing up, we would say a mongrel.
Mongrel.
M-O-N-G-R-E-L, which was lots of breeds. You don't know what kind of breed it is, which are usually the healthiest dogs. Americans say a mutt. M-U-T-T, a mutt. Ask her how old he is.
How old is he?
I think he's 3 months.
Okay, ask her if she adopted him.
Did you adopt him?
Yes, no.
Did you adopt him?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Very good. Ask her if he behaves himself.
Does he behave himself?
Try again.
Does he behave himself?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. like all young dogs. Yeah. Ask her if she has a dog.
Do you have a dog?
Yes, I do.
Ask her what kind of dog she is.
What kind of dog she is?
It's a mix.
Try again.
What kind of dog is she?
Yeah.
She is a mix too. From a mix of Labrador and...
Breton.
It's a hunting...
Breton.
Breton,
yeah. Yes. Very good, very good. What date is it today?
Today is Friday.
No, what date?
Today is 18th.
Is the?
Today is the 18th of June.
How do you say it in American English? Easier.
18th.
June 18th.
And with the full sentence?
Today is June 18th.
Yeah.
Today is June 18th.
And you can say, it's June 18th. So it's the American English in general is easier. Spelling, construction, etc. Even pronunciation. What time is it now?
It's around 10. It's 5 to 10.
Yeah. Tell me to take off my watch.
Take off your watch.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to take off your watch.
Good. Ask me if I'm smiling or frowning.
Are you smiling or frowning?
I'm smiling. How do you say frowning in Spanish?
Fruncir el ceño.
Say it again.
Fruncir el ceño.
There you go. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la ciudad universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan, cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde, con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
take it away, Nacho. A little bit of music from Mr. John Mellencamp. Great song called Small Town. Take it away, Nacho. Ladies and gentlemen, that was John Mellencamp, previously known as Johnny Cougar, John Cougar, and John Cougar Mellencamp, but John Mellencamp is his real name. Ask me where he's from.
Where is he from?
He's from Seymour, Indiana. So the song is about small towns. And so there's this great romantic concept of small American towns, I suppose what I would call villages. And he's from Indiana, which is the heart of the American Midwest. Ask me if I've ever been to Indiana.
Have you ever been in Indiana?
Two.
Have you ever been to Indiana?
Yes, I have. Ask me how many times I've been to Indiana.
How many times have you been to Indiana?
I think I've been to Indiana just once. Ask me what the top sport in Indiana is.
What is the top sport in Indiana?
It's basketball. It's really the heartland. How do you say heartland?
La tierra dura? No,
heart.
De corazón, vale, la tierra del corazón, la más romántica.
Yeah, it's the heartland of American basketball, and people from Indiana are called Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. Hoosiers, one of the best, probably the best basketball film you could find is called Hoosiers, but they gave it a different name in Europe because Europeans wouldn't recognize Hoosiers. It's called Best Shot. Gene Hackman, one of my favorite actors, is in there, and Dennis Hopper A really, really good film. Barbara Hershey. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really good film. And so when you drive through Indiana, it's farmland mostly. You have some big cities, but of course, like Indianapolis. But it's farmland, and they have these red barns. How do you say barn in Spanish?
Graneros.
Yeah, beautiful wooden red barns and white painted fences. Mm-hmm. How do you say fences?
Las vallas.
Yeah. So I went there to a wedding. I went to Chicago to visit my friend Eamon, who lives here in Madrid. He used to work for Vaughan Systems. And so his dad and his mom, we drove in a big SUV from Chicago the wedding was actually in Columbus, Ohio, but we drove through Indiana. And his dad drove 8 hours. Ed never took his eyes off the road. We were, do you want us to drive for you? No, just drove. His dad, actually a very interesting character, was born in Ireland, was born not far from where I grew up, actually. And he won a Bronze Star. He was awarded a Bronze Star in Vietnam, which is a bravery award. Ask me if his son knows why he got the award.
Does his son know?
Try again. Does his son know?
Does his son know?
Why?
Why was he?
Does his son know what? Why he got the award?
And again?
Does his son know why he got the award?
Does his son know why he got the award?
No, he doesn't. Ask me why not.
Why not?
He doesn't talk about it. Ask me why he doesn't talk about it.
Why doesn't he want to talk about that?
I think, for example, the difference between the Vietnam War and the Second World War was, in the Second World War, the Americans, the Allies, clearly won. Vietnam was not the same. And so when they came home from the Second World War, they were celebrated. There was a tradition of tying a yellow ribbon around oak trees. There's a great song about that. Mm-hmm. So they were heroes. And when these poor guys came back from Vietnam, it wasn't the same. So they didn't talk about it too painful.
My stepfather was in Vietnam too.
Yeah, very difficult. So it's a bit of, you know, this idea of the small American town. And he drove us all the way through for 8 hours. And we stopped off in a place called either Archbold or Archbald. And we went to the Classic American Diner, a tiny town, Classic American Diner. Yeah, I like that. Let's do a bit of practice with even and not even. So I will say, for example, everyone was at the party. My grandmother was there too. You would say everyone was at the party, even my grandmother. So everyone was at the party. My grandmother was there too.
Everyone was at the party, even my grandmother.
No one knew the answer. The best student in the class didn't either.
No one knew the answer. Not even the best student in the class.
Yeah, best student. So separate those best student.
Student.
Again?
No one knew the answer. Not even the best student.
Very good. Everybody on the team scored. The goalkeeper scored too.
Everybody in the team.
Okay, careful with B. Everybody.
Everybody in the team scored.
On.
Everybody on the team scored. Even
on the team.
On the team. Everybody on the team scored, even the goalkeeper.
Very good. Everyone got sick. The captain of the ship got sick too.
Everyone in the ship got sick, even the captain.
Very good. Yeah. Say it again.
Everyone
on
the ship.
Yeah. And you say on because there's a logic to this. What in English we call it the deck. Which is on a ship, the part where you walk. How do you say that in Spanish?
¿Cómo se dice?
So because you can walk on it.
Las plantas del barco.
Yeah, you walk on it. Now, if it's a small boat, you're in the boat because you're down inside.
La borda.
Okay. So a small boat, you're sitting down inside. But if it's a big ship, you're on the ship. Yeah. So try again.
Everyone on the ship.
Got sick?
Got sick, even the captain.
Yeah, captain.
Captain.
Yeah, again?
Everyone on the ship got sick, even the captain.
Yeah, captain. What's another way of saying the captain? And it comes from nautical language of a ship. And we say it for a team, the skipper.
Ah.
The skipper, yes. Yeah. Nobody remembered the words to the song. The composer didn't remember them either.
Nobody remembered the words to the song, not even the composer.
Very good again.
No one remembered the words to the song, Not even the composer.
Good. The composer.
The composer.
Again.
No one remembered the words to the song, not even the composer.
Everybody took Friday off. The boss took Friday off too.
Everybody took Friday off, even the boss.
Very good. Everyone fell asleep during the speech. The master of ceremonies fell asleep too.
Everybody fell asleep during the speech, even the master of ceremonies.
Yeah, just come back to that song, The Small Town. At one point he says, educated in a small town, taught the fear of Jesus in a small town. What's that?
Crecer bajo el, ¿cómo se dice? De la religión.
Yes, yeah. Sí. Even though you would say the word fear is negative, but sí. Taught the fear of Jesus, yeah. Used to daydream in that small town. What's daydreaming?
Soñador.
Soñar despierto.
Yeah. So when you're going to work, what you see in the morning, you get in the metro and people are either looking at their phones or they're daydreaming. Yeah. I used to do this in school, so they'd say, Fitzgerald, you're not paying attention. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Then he says, I had myself a ball in a small town. I had myself a ball. What does that mean?
Esconder tu.
I had a great time.
Oh, okay.
How did you get on yesterday? Well, we had a ball. We had great fun. A ball was a very formal, elegant dance.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. But you say, oh, we had a ball. Great fun. And then he says, married an L.A. doll and brought her to this small town. What's an L.A. doll?
Una chica de Los Ángeles.
Yeah. But like a doll means
yes.
She was pretty.
La muñequita.
Yeah. What else does he say? Yes. Okay. Got nothing against a big town. Still hayseed enough.
Hay es heno.
Yeah, and what's hayseed?
La semilla.
Yeah, but hayseed, this one word, is like a country boy.
Ah, okay.
Paleto?
Rednecks.
No, not necessarily the same.
No?
But like country, farmer.
Okay.
A farmer.
In the south of the states, they call them the rednecks.
Now, that's disrespectful.
Pejorative, yes.
Whereas hayseed is like, he's a country boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Where I'm from, they say, for example, Dublin people call the rest of us colchis or bog men. What's a bog?
Bog es del suelo. So
they call you because you're from the bog.
Yeah.
So hayseed. Yeah. So that's John Mellencamp. He's got a lot of great songs. Another one called Jack and Diane. It's all about... more than like Bruce Springsteen talks about the industrial heart or sings about the industrial heartlands.
It reminded me.
Very similar.
Yes.
Yeah, similar style. But his is more country, we would call this.
Because he sounds
rock.
Very proud of his background.
Yeah. Especially being from small town America, they're proud of their little towns. All right. Let's do a bit of practice with numbers. 2188.
Me?
Yeah.
2,188.
Good. 1,888.
1,888.
5,454.
5,454.
Very good. 50.
54.
Again?
5,454.
Very good. 4,545.
4,545.
Very good. 5,455.
5,455.
2,781.
2,701.
2,781.
2,781.
Very good again.
2,781.
7,810.
7,801.
7,810.
7,810.
Again?
7,810.
7,671.
7,671.
Very good. 6,715.
6,750.
In.
No.
So, 6,715.
Sorry.
6,715.
6,715.
Good again.
6,716.
6,715.
6,715.
You guys are rusty.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot.
1,008.
1008.
Very good. 6463.
6463.
Good. 4633.
4633.
And again?
4633.
Very good. 6330.
6330.
Very good. Ask me if my Spanish gets rusty.
Did you Spanish?
No, ask me if. Remember, always present. If it's, ask me if.
Okay, present. Always present.
Ask me if my Spanish gets. So you're always present simple.
Okay. Does your Spanish get rusty?
Rusty.
Rusty.
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if your Spanish got rusty.
Gets
rusty.
Yeah. So this question, for example, ask me if I smoke.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't. Ask me if I walk a lot.
Do you walk a lot?
Yeah, so everyday activities. So things that happen frequently, present simple. So ask me if my Spanish gets rusty.
Does your Spanish get rusty?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if your Spanish gets rusty.
Good again.
She wants to know if your Spanish gets rusty.
No, Spanish gets. Spanish.
She wants to know if your Spanish gets rusty.
Very good. Yes, it does. Because when you, I've told a story, I haven't told it for a while, but when you're learning a second language as an adult, what's important to realize is the following. It's very difficult. So we even have this battle sometimes here in this company where you read what our competitors put. Learn English in 3 months. In tempo record. No.
It takes time.
It's hard.
A lifetime.
It's hard. It's not easy. But anything, I'm going to read you a quote from John F. Kennedy about this. If it's hard, it's worthwhile. If it's hard, it's worthwhile. And so we don't sell smoke here. Right? In English, we would say we're not snake oil salesmen. Snake oil was a thing sold in the late 1800s, early 1900s in the United States. And it was like, cure all your ills with snake oil. And it was rubbish. It was nonsense. So it's tough. It's hard. So learning a language is hard. And you read, you know, Nadal, he doesn't just pick up a tennis racket and play. You know, I think I read yesterday he's taking a short break. I think
no
so.
Idea.
So, you know, it's hard and you're injured and you lose a big game. It's difficult. So when you have good days and bad days with a language, our job is to encourage you and you say, woof, I'm rusty. But of course you're rusty because how often do you use your English? I use Spanish every day, but sometimes if I go home on a Friday and it's one of those weekends where I don't meet any of my Spanish friends on Monday, I notice it.
Yes.
And if I go home for Christmas for 2 weeks and I come back, now the understanding stays the same. And the story I'm going to tell is this. This was 1966. Maybe I would say September, October 1966. So before my father became a politician, he worked for a man who later was his best friend, a man called Willie O'Brien, who was an excellent entrepreneur in the 1960s in Ireland when that was not easy. Banks did not want to lend money to people who didn't have a wealthy background. And this man came from nothing. He built himself up. And of course, being an entrepreneur like Richard, he thought nothing is impossible. Nothing, we can do whatever we want to do, which of course is a fantastic attitude. And my father drove to work one morning. We lived very near where my father worked. And he got out of the car 7 o'clock in the morning and Willie was there. And he said, I was just about to ring you. He said, go home and pack your bag and I'll meet you at Cork Airport in a half an hour. We're flying to Milan. We're going to go through London. And my father knew because it was a business which we call plant hire, which is where you can rent heavy equipment for construction.
Okay.
So like cranes. Mm-hmm. How do you say cranes?
Gruas.
Yeah, heavy, like big industrial cranes and excavators and all of that. And my father said, we're not buying the Italian cranes. No, we're not buying them. He said, no, I've already got the deal. Everything is done. You know, it's fine. And my father wanted him to buy German Lieber Lieber,
mm-hmm.
Because he said the Italian cranes are going to break. And Willie said, no. So they went and they got the plane to London and flying at this time was a big deal. You know, people didn't fly much. And this, I think, might only have been my father's second time on a plane, I think. And they got to Milan and a car came to collect them from the airport and they got to the factory. And then they discovered, wait a minute, we've got a problem. None of these guys speak English and we don't speak Italian. And so they were trying to explain things, do the deal. And of course, my father said, no, let's go. No. So one of the Italians said something which they thought, okay, maybe they're going to get an interpreter. And so they waited about an hour And then the car came back and an old man got out of the car. And they said, oh, this man must speak English. And the old man came to them and he was American. He had fought in the Second World War. And at the end of the Second World War, 1945, he met a girl from the Val d'Aosta, which is on the border with France, way up into the Alps, a beautiful place apparently. And so for 21 years, he'd been living there in a small village, and not speaking Italian, but speaking some sort of local dialect, and not using any English. So when my father and his boss spoke slowly, the man could understand them, but he couldn't bring out the words. And then he got very upset and emotional, and then he left. So my father, he said, we're going now. So this is, everything here is telling us we're not buying these damn cranes. And Willie said, all right. And they went home and they bought the German cranes, and the German cranes lasted for 20 years. So the constant practice is important. That's our job. But sometimes it's easy to discourage yourself because you say, oof, it must be easy, and it's not. It's difficult. Learning a language is difficult. And I'm going to read something to you. 1962, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who shares a name with myself, because I was his mother's people were Fitzgeralds. And he made a speech in 1962 because they were going to invest a huge amount of money in going to the moon. And, of course, he had to sell this to the people because people would say, well, you should give this money for industry and employment. And he gave a great speech. If you want to look it up, it's the JFK Rice, like a Roth Moon speech, because he gave it at Rice University in Texas, in Houston, Texas, where Rich is actually from. And so he gave this great speech about how, you know, we have to aim high, not aim low. We have to push ourselves. Nothing is achieved by settling for something. And so he said this. He said, there is no strife. What's strife?
Miedo?
No. Difficulty. No prejudice. No national conflict in outer space as yet. Its hazards are hostile to us all. Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind, and its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again. But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago, because this was 1962, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? What he means is, the University of Texas, of Houston, Texas, would have a football team. Rice would have a football team. We choose to go to them, to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade. And they did in 1969, and do the other things. Not because they are easy, because they are hard. All right. And this is the philosophy of our company. It's not easy. It's hard, but you have fun doing it. You have fun doing it. And we have the best teachers who will help you. But if you want an easy solution, we have online programs that we'll sell you for 99 euro, and they're very good. But if you want to come to class, it's tough. As an adult, learning a second language is hard. So I'm going to repeat what he said. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, when we are unwilling to postpone, and one which we intend to win, and the others too. Because, of course, they had the space race against the Russians. And the Russians beat them in that they went to space first. Who was the first man in space? Yuri Gagarin. Then the Americans were the first to orbit the Earth. Who was the first man to orbit the Earth? Mm-mm. John Glenn. He was later a long-term senator from Ohio. Asked me if I ever met him.
Have you ever met
him? No, did you? He's dead.
Did you ever meet him?
Yes, I did. I met him with my father. And he also was later the oldest man in space. I think he went to space when he was maybe 70 or more. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, they landed on the moon first. So let's do a quick bit of vocabulary before we... I've gone off on some tangents today. Beneficioso.
Beneficious. Beneficial.
Good. Comparación,
yes.
Comparison.
Very good. Actually, the students that I teach in a trimestral group, they like to correct me. They say, now repeat, Fitz, repeat. Sabor.
Flavor.
Good. Impresionante.
Impressive.
Very good. Fabricación.
Manufacturing.
Very good. Fuera de control.
Out of control. Out of control.
Out of control.
Out of control.
Good. Medida o medición.
Measurement.
Very good. Beneficio y pérdida, like what you use at work.
Profit and loss.
Profit and loss, which Spaniards like to call P&L. P&L. And finally, receipt. Ah, God, I gave it away. Yeah. Okay. Very good, folks. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Izzy. Thanks to Jessica. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Baugan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la Ciudad Universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Baugan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Baugan y el Atleti.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Baugan RTV a la carta.